Welcome to episode 60 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And it's the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
So last week we were doing the numbers and symbols and we got categories. We got 91 days. Before we go any farther, go watch it. Don't listen anymore. Just go watch it.
Read the wiki piece.
It's a Japanese anime television series set during the Prohibition era. The series follows Angelo Lagusa.
Yeah, that's right.
I really can pronounce it. Mm-hmm. And his quest to seek revenge against the Vignetti family.
They put an Italian flair on it.
Aired in 2016.
Yep. All right. Premise.
So he's a kid and he's, you know, at his house with his mom and dad and his brother or sister, I can't remember. And then
He looks like a girl, but he's his brother.
The leader of this mob house either died or something happened. It's pretty irrelevant because what's important is the Vignetti family took over. Or a new head in the Vignetti family took over. That's sort of irrelevant. The point is there's a new guy in charge. And the new guy wants to cut out loose ends. And his dad's a loose end for this new guy. Because his alliance, I think, was with the other guy that died.
Mm-hmm.
So they send some guys in to kill the family. And Angelo is hiding in a closet and then escapes after they kill his family. There's three people that come and attack him.
Well, he was hiding in a closet with his little brother. But his little brother was an idiot.
Yeah, ran out.
Little
kid. I get it. And he saw his opportunity and he got out the house and he ran. And then, time skips until he's like, 16, 17, something like that. And then he's on this revenge plot to
He gets a letter in the mail telling him who were the people that killed
him. An anonymous letter.
Yeah, who killed his family. Because he didn't really know. They were all on masks and stuff. So, and then the whole episode is him during Prohibition era trying
1928 in Illinois. Close to Chicago.
Yeah, trying to figure out who killed his family and kill them, essentially.
At first, I actually thought the accents were a little annoying because they got some heavy Italian type, early 1900 accent. It was a little jarring at first, but it grew on you really quick.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. It's the accents. It's nothing that really...
It's just a shock.
Yeah.
We didn't know what this was really when we started watching it. And then what? Why are they talking funky?
Yeah.
But like I said, after a couple episodes, it really grows on you.
It felt weird, though, because this is supposed to take place in 1920s America during Prohibition, but it felt very Japanese.
Well, yeah, I think that's just part of the problem of them not being in America.
Right, no, I got you.
And not knowing certain
But
things.
Even the setting felt a little Japanese.
Yeah, I think it did too, yeah.
Because it takes place mostly in like a backwater town, country mm-hmm. town, but it felt like a Japanese town and everything else.
Yes, it felt the tea and the type of stuff they were doing. You know what I mean? Yeah, it definitely felt like that.
I mean...
And they tried to change things up a little bit. Like some of the meals they were eating were very Italian type.
Right,
like the lobster bisque soup.
They tried. They.
And the one guy, the one boss, that was like obsessed with lasagna. Like it was sort of silly at first, and then it grew on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's Japan. They don't get past stereotypes.
Not at all. And you would get like a new chef to make a lasagna. If it wasn't right, the chef was gonna f***ing die.
Yeah, I mean, for what it was, it's actually not bad. It's well researched as far as it is. It's just they couldn't escape the Japanese tropes.
Yeah, no, not at all. The one thing that's interesting is there's no love story for the main character at all. That's the only minor criticism I personally have for it, is that it would have been nice to have that in there because he makes a decision at the end. And it could have helped him. It could have made his decision a little more impactful, having a love arc, and he has to betray her to get to his end to kill the guy.
I would argue that his relationship with the younger Vignetti brother is a love story.
Well, brother,
technically a love story.
Yeah, give me that.
Because, I mean, just go skipping right along here, right to the end, essentially. The brother is one of the four people who was there when his family died.
He didn't kill anyone.
His father and the two...
He was too chicken to pull the trigger.
And two lieutenants did it. But the main character, what's his name? Angelo.
That's the only name I remember.
Yeah, he,
Oh, Vincent's the guy that they sort of get this brotherly bond with.
Right. So, but Angelo, it comes to... really like the younger Vignetti brother, younger Vignetti son, and doesn't really want to kill him. Mm-hmm. So
even though he knows he's the traitor, he's the one that's been killing people and plotting against them.
And they really build up that relationship throughout the
and
entire...
And it's pretty much vice versa for Angelo versus Vincent.
Right.
They sort of get that bond, and he doesn't really want to kill him.
Right. So obviously Angelo finds out who these guys are, and he's going to infiltrate this gang. The Vignetti gang.
Yeah, he does what needed to get, made and everything.
Yeah, he does everything. And it's honestly...
He has to betray his friend, sort of, but his friend's in on it, too. Emilio, what's his name? His friend, the guy that makes the whiskey.
All right, well,
part of his way to get into the family was his friend Emilio makes whiskey.
It's a really good whiskey. It's
a really good whiskey that only takes a very small amount of time in a barrel to be good, which is...
Right.
You know anything about whiskey, that's hard to do.
And it's during Prohibition, where, of course, liquor is not there. So there's a lot of money to be made. And at first, he's not joining anyone. He wants nothing to do with the gangs because he pretty much was best friends with Angelo. And he was there. He was there that night when the family died. He just left a few minutes before everything went down. And then his family essentially adopted him and brought him in. So he's like, I'm not having anything to do with these gangs. And then Angelo reappears because he disappeared for a long time, and then says we're going to sell this to the gangs, and
he doesn't really want him, but he goes along with it.
Right.
And then, like, you know, there's certain things that happen throughout the story, but Emilio, he's there for him.
Yeah. And Angelo is, for all of him, he's a gangster.
Oh yeah.
And Emilio is not. So there's that storyline that comes along, and Emilio ends up betraying the.
He's trying to do what's right for his buddy.
Right. And
to take out the Vanetti family in a different way.
Right.
He goes to another family and tries to betray him a bit.
And so he betrays the mafia, which just forces Angelo to kill him as proof of his loyalty.
But he's willing. Like, that's some friendship there, man.
And yeah, he was like, I'll kill me for this reason. It's,
that way you're no doubt about your allegiances. Yeah.
So I think the relationships in this really work. And I think a love story, like you...
It might have made it worse.
I don't think it would have made it worse. I think it would distract it.
That's fair.
So, I mean, it's because there's kind of... There's not a love story, but there is a marriage between one family,
and one of the Chicago families.
And one of the Chicago...
The big, big mob boss
right.
type family.
Just,
like, these guys are the Vanetti family. They're kind of lower on the rung.
It's almost like an arranged marriage so that, you know...
Yeah, you,
so that the
rich ties and all that.
So that what... Because they're kind of losing this war, the Vanettis. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, and then...
Fighting a two-front war. The one against the big family in Chicago a little bit, sort of. And then the one against the other family. I forget the name of it. But it's the one that Emilio tries to be a traitor.
And, I forget what I was gonna say.
Overall, I really liked it. It's not perfect.
No, not by any means.
But I really, really did enjoy it.
It's a fun anime. If you like this kind of genre, if you like mafia movies, if you like that...
It's right up your alley.
This is a mafia movie in anime form. So it's a longer mafia movie. And it's... pretty solid throughout. It's definitely...
Beginning, middle, end. I don't think there's any loose ends in it anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the ending, but that we'll get to that.
Well, it's just up for debate. It's like, what's the one movie? Inception. It's an Inception type ending. What happened?
I never saw Inception.
Jesus Christ.
But it reminded me a lot of The Sopranos ending.
No. I mean,
yeah, that open ending.
So, Sopranos ending, there stuff was happening, and then the TV just turned off, and that's the end.
Well, that's not.
You don't know.
You don't know. That's not. They kind of hinted at it earlier in that season. I mean, this is thematically, this Sopranos talks thematic with the 91 days. So, like, earlier in that last season, they mentioned how, you know, when you die, everything goes silent, and then it goes black. And then in that last scene, everything goes silent, and then it goes black, implying that the main character was shot and killed. And that's kind of what this one almost comes to play, because at the end,
it's just
Angelo
walking away
succeeds. He takes everything away from the Vanettis.
Yeah, destroys the whole family. The only one left alive is Vincent. Yeah.
So he didn't even kill them. He shot the Chicago family.
Oh, I loved how that went down.
Yeah.
So everyone's together. He's killed a couple people so far, and everyone's together at this opera house. And you think, you know, a bunch of things happen, but you think he's going to go kill the head of the family. And the head of the Vanetti family, well, actually, it's not the head. It's the retired father.
Right. Yeah, because at this point, the...
Vincent's the head.
The younger Vanetti took over.
So the retired father is in this...
opera house.
But in the cubicle type thing.
It was his dream to build this opera house. So this was this big event and that he finally accomplished throughout his life. And he's in the VIP section.
Yes. You know, like...
The box seats. Essentially.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. The box seats. And so the retired father, the retired head of the family of the Vanetti family, is sitting in the box seat with the current head of the family of the big Chicago family.
Yeah.
And you think Angelo's going to go kill the head of the Vanetti family because that's what his goal is.
Right. And he walks in and says, you killed my parents and everything else. So he actually just says his name.
Yeah.
I'm this. And then the realization kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And the father was paranoid about, you know, stuff like this throughout the season. And he's old and sick and everything else. So.
Yeah, he's retired for a reason.
Yeah.
And then he pulls the trigger, and you see that he killed the head of the Chicago family instead.
Yeah, and pretty much destroying the Vannetti family.
Completely. Everyone, all the entire Chicago family's coming after him now. Right. It's fantastic. I love that.
Right. And so, but the younger Vannetti brother, Lou Zanetti, actually captures Angelo.
Yes.
At the end.
And he doesn't want to kill him. Wants info from him. Doesn't want
to
kill him.
Well, at first, he's like... got him tied up and he's about to shoot him and he was like, give me information. And then all of a sudden, the last 10 minutes of it is just a road trip.
Yeah, they sort of time skip a little bit.
Right. Because, I mean, to be fair, like the third episode...
Like them getting away isn't really shown.
Right.
It's just implied.
In the third episode, though, it's kind of like bookended. When they first got together, the younger brother did something stupid and had to get out of town. And Angela says, I'll come with you and as your bodyguard and help you along. And they had a road trip and they bonded on that trip everything else. And then at the end, they did it again. And as the days are going on, Angela says, all right, go south here. And he's like, what's south? I want to see the ocean. So they go down to Florida from Illinois. And they start bonded again. Eventually, he unties him and puts the gun away.
It takes a while for that to happen when he starts to trust him, or at the very least, stop caring.
Right. And then they get on the beach. Angelo starts walking down the beach. Vincent pulls out his gun, and then it stops.
Yeah, just sort of, like, you look at the footsteps, and it stops.
So, it ends on, like, an ambiguous note. Did you shoot him?
Did he shoot him? Did he not shoot him?
Which I think is stupid.
Because yeah, I would have rather have seen the ending.
I read that the manga goes farther.
Does it?
Yeah, so apparently there's more to the story.
What happens?
I don't know, I didn't read it.
Oh, Jesus, why even look it up then?
Because if there's going to be a second season, I would rather...
Probably not. I can't do the 2016. How much more is it? You know what I mean? It's probably only a couple chapters.
I mean, I've read stories that did pretty well, so, and you know how long it takes to make an anime.
Yeah.
So who knows? And if there's going to be a second season of it, you know, I would rather be surprised going into it.
I don't know.
I mean, because...
I don't think there'll be another season, though.
I mean, if not, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now you know there's a manga if you want to check out what happened.
Manga.
It's manga. It's manga.
Okay. Agree, disagree.
It's manga because I'm American and that's how I pronounce it.
You speak American?
No, I speak American.
Yeah. You got anything bad to say about it?
It is very kind of predictable for me.
Yeah. I think the only thing I didn't predict was when he first killed the one brother Nero. I didn't expect that. Like, I knew it was going to happen eventually. I just didn't expect it to happen right then. And when he killed the head of the Chicago family instead of...
Right.
All the other little twists and turns were kind of good.
It's just, it follows the beats of a mafia movie. And if you watched any mafia movie...
Families turning on families.
Yeah. You know exactly what this story is. And don't get me wrong, it's a good mafia movie. But it's very predictable, and if you don't like mafia movies, this is not gonna help you at all.
I'm not terribly big on them, but I do enjoy them. So.
Right, I mean, if you get any kind of enjoyment out of this, this is easily a good story. They did the research, and it's a fun show if you like this kind of thing, but not everybody likes this kind of thing, and I think that holds it back because of the appeal of it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a certain demographic's gonna watch
this. But it's more of a niche demographic than anything.
Not only
is
it people that like anime, but it's people that like mafia and anime.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to get two specific crowds in there to really like it. And I can see why someone went and liked this. And I can see how people, like if you're an Italian, can find this a little bit offensive too.
Yeah, I mean, I find that with just about anything when you're talking about any kind of culture.
Right. I mean, but the accents are over the top. And
I like it even more than f***ing offend them.
Like, they like it lasagna. I could see why an Italian person would not like this one.
The lasagna part was a bit much.
But, you know, there's the twists and turns. There's different factions. One family rises, another falls. Eventually, at one point, one of the crazy lieutenants ends up splitting off and making his own gang. And then
we find out who made the letter, by the way.
Oh, right. It was the main...
the Vannetti family's, like, the uncle to Vincent, I believe.
Yeah, the brother of the main guy. And he wanted to do it. He
wanted to get the power.
He wanted power, so blah, blah, blah. I don't remember. Did he survive?
I think he survived, but then someone went and killed him afterwards. Like, after it all happened, there was... I think, like, before the road trip scene, there was a scene where someone went and killed him.
That's possible, because the Chicago family was killing the entire...
Yeah, they were just going after him.
It was all out war in the streets. Like, no cops. There was, like...
They knew better.
There was, like, everyone, get the f*** off the streets. This is going down. It was, like, hundreds of people.
Tommy guns.
Fires in the city. It's like, wow, this is all out war.
What it would be if two big mafia families went against each other.
Right, so...
Hardcore.
and the Vanetti family got wiped the frig out. It's a decent, above average anime.
I really like the story.
And I liked it too.
I like revenge plots.
I liked it too, but it's typical, and that's really what my
for the most part.
That's what my complaint is. I guess it's. I mean, that's what, it's not the greatest thing I've ever seen. You know, I don't know.
What's your rating?
Oh, it's above average. So it's a 6.
6. Give it a solid 8. I really like.
I can't give it an 8. It's not on par with.
That's fine.
What else?
Was every episode after like the first 2 or 3, I wanted it playing the next one. I didn't want to. You know what I mean? Like I really wanted.
Right. But I can't put it up there with.
I just don't get that feeling a lot.
No, I get your feeling, but I get your reasoning behind it, and I was the same way. It's just I can't. It's not as good as something like.
Which is fair. Like I really like.
Yeah.
Difference of opinion. What was before 91 days for the numbers and symbols?
So the first episode we ever did was
801 TTS.
It was 801 TTS Airbats, and then Dot Hack.
Dot Hack. Oh, I'd rather watch this again. Not that Dot Hack was terrible, but I'd rather watch.
No, this one is shorter.
Yeah, I think that's a big factor too. Yeah,
this was
12 episodes versus 25.
It was shorter and it wasn't slow by any means, which I know you ate. But even I'm a big fan of Dot Hack, but I would probably watch this again over Dot Hack, and then of course 801's at the bottom. So
that's
first, second, third, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's I think we agree on the order.
Mm-hmm. So normally we would spin the wheel, but I'm using my picker choice. I don't remember what
the f- it's a pick
for Attack on Titan. I love it. I've seen the first season. I've seen most of the second season, but the second season was coming out. I was watching, and I kind of get tired watching stuff week to week, so I just wait. And then I didn't wait at all. And then the third season came out this summer.
Like I went into this, I didn't see any of it, and I avoided it on purpose. One, because it has giant monsters, which I hate giant monsters. Hate freaking giant monsters. And it has that the problem where everybody's hyping it up. Everybody likes
that's
it.
That's true.
And it's like...
It's very true. I think part of the thing with that is if people start hyping things up hard, probably watch it soon. Because if you wait, then everyone hypes it up and everyone says it's amazing for years. Like, we'll have done before Attack on Titan. And now it's never going to live up to that.
Well, it already did. It was already... That's my whole thing. It already was like... Even when it was first out, it was like I had no interest in watching it. The hype is killing it already for me, and I really don't want to watch it. So I was avoiding it for a long, long time because, you know, I just is how I am. And besides it, like I said, I hate giant monsters.
Alright, guys, next episode, Attack on Titan.
Yay! Bye!